Do you want to know what I think about while I pleasure myself? What my fantasy is? It's you dominating me. Using me. I imagine you standing near me, knowing how badly I want to suck on your beautiful dick. So, keeping your button done up, you undo your zip and slip it out, and my eyes fill with desire. I can't look away, but I'm not allowed to touch it. You're in control of it, and me. So you tease me. You show it off, stroking it, and slowly bring it up to me, and start to rub it on my face, tap my cheeks, and use it to drag across my lips. I hold my mouth open, hoping desperately that you'll fuck it. But you don't. You take your time. You remind me who's in charge and that a good girl needs to be patient. And when you finally bring your cock to my eager lips, you tell me that I have to do exactly what you say or I'll be punished. I have to earn it, prove that I deserve it. And for now, I'm only allowed to lick the tip. Gently, slowly, swirling around the head, suckling your knob, worshipping it. You do this because you know how hungry I am, how badly I want to devour you, and you love depriving me, making me wait. Making me desperate. I put my everything into it, but it's too hard to control myself. The urge is so strong that I lose myself and slide my lips down your shaft. I savor the feeling of you filling my mouth, but it doesn't last. Because you pull your cock away, grab me around my cheeks, and tell me that you won't tolerate bratty behavior. I've been warned. You generously let me have your knob again, and I go back to work, like a good girl, licking, suckling, swirling. Worshipping. But I can't get what just happened out of my head. I want to be in trouble again. I want to find out what the punishment is. So I look up at you and slide my mouth down your shaft again, as deep as I can go. You give me a knowing look and pause to feel the back of my throat. Before you pull it away and tell me I've lost the privilege of your cock. Which makes me sad, but I need to know what happens to bad girls, and you waste no time showing me. You throw me over your lap, roughly pull down my underwear, firmly hold my hands behind my back with one hand, and spank my ass with the other. So hard that I gasp. It hurts, but I want more. And that's what I get. You don't hold back. I savor the feeling. Those little ripples across my cheeks with each impact. I can feel my pussy grow wetter and wetter with each spank. And you can tell. So you slide a finger in without asking, and then two, because my pussy belongs to you and you can do whatever you want with it. You're holding me down so hard that I can't move, but I wouldn't if I could, because I love being at your mercy. And your fingers feel so good, fucking me, that I moan and whimper uncontrollably. You're hitting my G-spot, moving so fast that I'm on the verge of coming. And you know, so you stop and tell me that only good girls get to come. And I've been a bad girl, so I need to prove to you that I deserve it. You stand me up and tell me to dance for you. You put on some music and sit back, watching while I sway my hips, run my fingers through my hair, massage my hands all over my body, play with my tits and my cunt. Make grinding movements, hoping desperately that I'm impressing you and that I'm making you want to fuck me and that I can earn back your hard cock. You tell me to strip, and soon I'm fully naked, feeling vulnerable and exposed, while you remain clothed. And that turns me on even more. You tell me to get on my knees and crawl over to you. I get excited as I approach your dick, but you tell me that I can't have it because I was a brat and I sucked it without permission. So you lift it up and tell me to lick your balls, which I do greedily. I love lapping at your balls, taking turns focusing on each one, making long strokes with my tongue flat, licking in between them, and sucking them one at a time. Feeling the movement as you stroke your shaft up and down. I try so hard to fit both of them in at once, but I just can't. So you lay me down on the bed, with my head just hanging off the edge. You straddle my face, tell me to open up as wide as I can, and you lower your balls into my mouth, praising me when I get both of them in. I'm so proud of myself. I feel it in my clit when I hear you tell me I'm a good girl. And listen to you groan, because you can feel my tongue swirling. And when you've had enough, you pull them out and step back and remind me of how badly I wanted your whole cock, how the tip just wasn't enough. So I'd better be ready to take all of it. I tilt my head backwards and open my mouth while you stand at the edge of the bed and slowly slide your hard cock all the way in. And I feel you thrust into my throat over and over and over while you squeeze my nipples and bounce my tits. I'm doing such a good job of opening up my throat, accommodating you, resisting the urge to gag, so you allow me to start touching myself. Having my mouth fucked while rubbing my clit and imagining you filling my throat up with your cum turns me on so much that I orgasm within moments. I thank you for allowing me to. And you tell me to show my gratitude by getting back on my knees and showing you how well I can blow you. So I do it with enthusiasm. I hold your cock around the base and stroke up and down, twisting rhythmically while I suck you off, trying to suck the cum out of you. I cradle your balls in my hand. I lick hungrily at the underside of your knob. I slap my cheeks with your beautiful dick. I use my leg muscles to bounce myself up and down so I can deep throat you faster. And it causes thick spit to drip from the sides of my mouth. You ask me whether I want your cum. I nod. So you tell me to beg for it. In between sucks, I tell you how badly I need your cum. I want to feel how hot and wet it is, filling my mouth. I say please with desperation. I whine. I moan. I look up at you with needy eyes to show you that I mean it. You hold me by the chin with one hand and grab hold of your throbbing cock with the other, stroking it fast, holding the tip against my bottom lip while my mouth rests open, ready and waiting to receive your load. The sound of you gasping and groaning as you explode is music to my ears. I feel my reward spill into my mouth. I hungrily start sucking you again to make sure I get it all. I grip your softening cock and use my thumb to coax the last drops out and then suck them from you. You tell me to stick out my tongue and show it to you while it dribbles from my mouth. And you give me permission to swallow, which I do gratefully. And then we lay in bed together and you stroke my hair and tell me what a good girl I was. And that's what I think about while I'm pleasuring myself.